Chapter 314, Prohibition of Swearing in the Name of Anything Besides Allah. 1707, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah has prohibited you from taking an oath by your fathers. He who must take an oath must do so by swearing in the name of Allah, or he should remain silent. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that taking the oath of one's ancestors is prohibited. In the forthcoming ahadith, one is also forbidden from taking the oath of false gods and devils. 1708. Abdul Rahman bin Samura radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Swear neither by the name of Taghut, i.e. false deities, false leaders, etc., nor by your fathers. Muslim. 1709. Buraydah radiallahu anhu said, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, He who swears by amana, trust, is not one of us. Abu Daud, with authentic isnad. Commentary. The oath of amana means to say by amana, as one says by Allah. This is prohibited for the reason that one can take the oath of Allah or any of his attributes. Amana is one of the commandments of Allah and an obligation prescribed by Him, like Salat, Psalm, Hajj, etc. In this way, the commandments of Allah assume the resemblance of His glorious names and attributes, which is not correct. 1710. Buraydah radiallahu anhu reported, The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, If anyone swears that in such and such case he will be free from Islam, and afterwards he turns out to be a liar, he will be as he has sworn. But if he is speaking the truth, he will not revert safely to Islam. Abu Daud. Commentary. What this hadith tells us is that if someone says, If I do such and such thing, I will be a kafir. Now, if he really meant that, If he did, that he will adopt kufr, then he will at once become a kafir. But if he meant that he will strictly adhere to Islam and never take the way of kufr, he will not become a kafir, but the style in which he said it was certainly wrong. Therefore, he must make repentance and beg forgiveness from Allah for it. It will be better if he recites again kalima tu shahada to renew his faith. 1711. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, I heard a man say, No, by the Kaaba. I admonished him, Do not swear by anything besides Allah. For I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, He who swears by anyone or anything other than Allah has indeed committed an act of kufr or shirk. At-Tirmidhi. Some ulama are of the opinion that the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he who swears by anyone or anything other than Allah has indeed committed an act of kufr or shirk, are in the nature of extreme admonition. And in fact, it is not shirk. The same applies to the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, showing off is shirk. Commentary. Imam al-Nawawi has regarded the saying, showing off is shirk, as hadith, is not narrated in these words. It is, however, true that what the Prophet, peace be upon him, had stated about the evil and sinfulness of showing off implies that it is also a minor shirk. For instance, he stated that he who kept fast or offered salat for mere show has indeed committed shirk. In any case, to take oath of anyone other than Allah is strictly forbidden. It is therefore necessary to abstain from swearing by other than Allah. Unfortunately, such oaths are very common, and people do not realize that they are prohibited and unlawful.